Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present
Gerton Time!
Of Milky Way candy bars welcome you to Curtain Time. Tonight's theater crowd eagerly awaits the new play. And here, as always at an opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, how is Curtain Time bidding the old year goodbye?
With one of its most amusing plays, John. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir.
Seventh row center, seats 7 and 8.
Ah, these are fine seats. But before the lights are dim, suppose we glance at the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Milky Way Players, are starred tonight in Pat and Mike. Mr. Elders plays the part of Michael Gleason, and Miss Sargent is heard in the role of Patricia Connors.
Curtain time!
There's the call
Curtain
for the first
time!
Act of Pat and Mike.
Time!
Patricia Connors, an attractive young blonde, is speeding along one of the city's new superhighways. That is, she was speeding. At this moment, she's pulled up at the curb and is about to address a remark to a good-looking young motorcycle cop.
Is something wrong, officer?
No, ma'am. All those signs saying speed limit 35 miles per hour that you passed were just put out there for decoration. Let's see your driver's license.
Do you mind letting me know what I was doing?
You were doing 55.
See here, did anyone ever tell you you're very rude?
Now, look, lady, just because you've got a halfway pretty face...
Halfway? I like that.
You women think you can get away with anything short of murder.
Officer, you may be sorry you said that.
I know. You're going to get my badge.
Wouldn't it be funny if I can?
Well, it'd be funny if you didn't say you can. After all, everybody I stop is either a personal friend of the mayor or a first cousin of the commissioner.
Well, don't look now, but you've just hit the jackpot.
Oh, that's swell.
Here's my driver's license.
Yeah. This will be your second violation. One more and you're out.
Read the name on that license, officer.
Patricia Connors.
Now think hard.
About anything special, ma'am?
What's the police commissioner's name?
Why, it's James Connors, and... Do you mean that you're...
I'm his daughter.
Oh.
Now, if you'll just give me back my driver's license, you can climb on your pretty blue motorcycle and go scare somebody else.
You mean I scared you?
No, but you did your best.
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Connors. I didn't mean to. Here's your driver's license.
Thank you. But what's this?
A ticket.
A ticket?
You were speeding, remember?
Why, you...
Just because you're the commissioner's daughter doesn't mean you can break the law and get away with it.
Officer, you haven't heard the last of this.
Pardon me, ma'am, but you're fumbling in your purse.
I'm looking for a pencil.
Here, you can borrow mine.
Why?
Well, why should you strain those pretty eyes of yours writing it down?
Officer, you're...
My badge number, ma'am, is 1313.
Don't you understand?
Yes, perfectly, my dear. But just because I'm police commissioner, well, I can hardly reprimand an officer because he gave my daughter a ticket for speeding.
Well, it's not the ticket. He was rude.
Oh.
Very rude.
Mm-hmm.
He was even impertinent enough to lend me his pencil so that I could write down the number on his badge.
Why, I'd say that was very considerate, Pat.
He did it just to be smart. He also said that because I had a halfway pretty face, now halfway, mind you, That I thought I could get away with anything.
And then after you told him who you were, he gave you a ticket.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Badge number 1313. Oh, I know who he is now.
Who?
His name is Michael Gleason. He's the same officer who gave Judge O'Donnell a ticket last week for parking next to a hydrant.
You mean Judge O'Donnell, the traffic judge?
I do. Pat, I guess I will have a talk with your young man.
Dad, I'll have you understand he's not my young man. He's the most conceited, overbearing...
I know, my dear. Now, you run along, and I'll take care of Officer 1313.
Hello, Copper.
Hi.
Oh, it sure makes a pretty picture seeing you get all them kids across the street at school time.
Well, the last one's gone now.
Just a minute, Copper.
Look, character, what is this?
I was just wondering if you like being a nursemaid to a bunch of school kids better than riding the motorcycle.
What do you mean by that crack?
Let me introduce myself. I'm Hunch Burgess.
Well?
Okay, so you never heard of me. But I know all about you.
Oh, is that a fact?
I know about the lousy deal they give you.
What lousy deal?
Look, Gleason, let's cut the kidding.
How do you know my name?
Here you are, buried out in the sticks, holding kids' hands while they cross the street. And all because you slipped a ticket to the commissioner's daughter.
What's that got to do with you, Burgess?
Could be that I'm a right-thinking citizen that don't like to see guys like you take a bum rap.
You mean that behind that ugly puss of yours is a heart of gold?
Don't make me laugh. Only dames and dopes have hearts. And only a dope lets somebody keep on kicking him in the face.
And I'm Joe Dope, huh?
No, I don't think so. And if I'm right, you'll sign with my team and make yourself some dough.
Yeah? Doing what?
Nobody gets to read the fine print, Copper, till they sign up.
Meaning until then, I take your word for it.
You make lots more dough than you're making now, Gleason.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if I told you I'm satisfied with the dough I'm making?
Maybe. But I bet you ain't happy about the deal they give you.
Well,
now they've started to slap you around, they'll keep it up. You ain't got no more future, Copper, than a fly, so get smart.
You know?
What?
I ought to bust your dirty face and then run you in.
And where do you think that'd get you?
No place, I suppose. It'd be just my word against yours.
And with you being the kind of jerk that hands out tickets to traffic court judges and the commissioner's daughter, your word wouldn't count for much.
Come on, Burgess, start walking.
I'll walk. In half a second. But, like I said, Gleason, you're sliding downhill. And maybe you'll want to look me up before you hit bottom.
Oh, sure.
You can find me anytime you want at Nick's lunch. If I ain't there,
Yeah. I'll write that down on a piece of paper and throw it away. Now, start walking.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent with the Milky Way Players. And now, John Weigel.
In 3 days now, we will all celebrate the end of 1946 and the beginning of 1947. For the age-old celebrations of New Year's are traditions we all enjoy. And one traditional treat which is always a pleasure at New Year's or any other time is the taste treat of a Milky Way candy bar. With each bite of a Milky Way, you enjoy a rare flavor combination of the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the soft chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. All melt together to make each bite of a Milky Way a thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
The call for the second act of Pat and Mike, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. Officer Mike Gleason, who got in bad with Police Commissioner Connors by giving his daughter Pat a ticket for speeding, turned down a shady character who approached him with an obviously shady deal. Now, a few days later, Mike, walking his beat, hears a car approach.
Officer Gleason.
What's that? Oh, it's you.
Yes,
Miss Connors, did you come out here to gloat?
Don't flatter yourself. I just happened to be out this way, and I recognized you. I don't suppose you'd believe me if I said I was sorry.
No more than I'd believe the wagging tail of a growling dog.
Well, Officer Gleason, I see you're still rude.
You think I should thank you for having your father send me out here in the sticks?
But I didn't.
You told him I gave you a ticket for speeding.
And I also told him you were rude. But I thought he'd merely reprimand you.
Oh, sure. You didn't know the gun was loaded.
I said I was sorry. Isn't there something I can do, Officer Gleason?
Yes, stop following me in that car.
Very well.
You can get out of my life, Miss Connors, and stay out. But before you go...
Yes?
Here's something to remember me by.
But that's a ticket.
Yes, ma'am. This is a one-way street, and you were going the wrong way.
Now, see here. You deliberately turned into this street so that I'd follow you.
Oh, sure.
You also knew that this ticket makes my third traffic violation. They'll revoke my driver's license, and I'll have to walk.
Oh, that's tough, Miss Connors, especially with the price of shoes being so high.
Wait, honestly,
well, so long, ma'am. I'll see you in traffic court.
Deliberately walked down a one-way street.
But you followed him?
Well, yes. That is, I just wasn't looking.
Uh-huh. And when then Gleason gave you another ticket, huh?
Dad, you simply got to do something about that man. He's contemptible.
Don't worry, Pat. I intend to do something about him.
You do?
I do.
But nothing drastic, Dad.
Well, you're going to lose your driver's license, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
That means you won't be able to drive the car for a while.
It also means I won't be able to drive you home every night.
Exactly. And in that case, we will need a driver.
Well, I suppose we will. Dad, do you mean him? Michael?
Yes, ma'am?
Please drop me at the Milner's. I'll be there about an hour.
Yes, ma'am.
Michael, must you call me ma'am? Can't you call me Miss Connors?
Miss Connors it is, ma'am.
Michael, please call for me at 4, here in front of the hairdresser's.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought I asked you to stop calling me ma'am.
That's right, you did, ma'am.
Michael, can you manage one more package?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Just put it in my hand.
But you've got both hands full.
Oh, come, ma'am. Don't give up that easily. I must have a third hand around someplace.
Dad, it's just no use trying to make a silk purse out of Michael Gleason.
Now what did he do?
It's what he didn't do.
You mean he's been derelict in his duty?
He wouldn't take the packages off the front seat of the car when I asked him to.
He wouldn't take the... Pat, why did you want him to do that?
I wanted to sit next to him.
Oh, you did?
Dad, you see, I thought that if I sat next to him and tried to be nice to him, well, we might get along better. Besides, I like to ride in the front seat.
Yeah. Gleason's a nice-looking chap, isn't he, Pat?
I haven't the slightest idea. I'm not interested in his looks or anything about him.
Oh, excuse me, dear. Yeah? Who? Oh, yes, send him right in.
Well, I guess I better be running along.
Just a second, Pat.
Oh, but you've got a visitor.
Yes, I know.
Well, good afternoon, Commissioner.
Why, it's you.
Perhaps I'd better come back later, sir.
Close the door, Gleason. Come on in.
Yes, sir.
You wish to speak to me?
Yes, sir. I want to ask you to relieve me of my present assignment.
Well, no.
You mean you no longer wish to act as my driver?
Oh. Was I your driver, sir?
Dad, you see?
Somehow, Commissioner, I got the idea that I was your daughter's errand boy.
Now, there, Dad. That's just a sample of how rude he can be.
All right, Gleason. I'll relieve you of your duty. In fact, I'll relieve you of all duty for the next 30 days.
Oh,
you
Dad.
You mean I'm suspended for 30 days, sir?
Oh, Dad, you can't.
Keep out of this, Pat. That's all, Gleason?
Yes, sir.
And what's more, when your 30-day suspension is up, you can go back to that beat you like so much in the sticks.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. And thank you, too, ma'am.
Oh, Dad, that was mean.
It was? Well, I thought you were not interested in Gleason.
Well, I'm not, but just the same...
Then stop interfering. I didn't come up through the ranks without learning how to handle a young whippersnapper like him.
Well, now, if it ain't my old friend, Gleason the Copper. I didn't know you in civilian clothes.
Hello, Burgess.
Mind if I sit down?
That's what chairs are for.
Okay. Well, it took you a little while to find where next place is at, didn't it?
You sound as though you expected to find me here, Burgess.
Oh, I knew I would sooner or later. Like I told you, once they start pushing you around, it gets to be a habit.
Yeah, I guess you're right. First, they put me on a beat out in the sticks, and they made me drive the commissioner's daughter around.
And then they tagged you with a 30-day suspension.
Yeah.
You ready to play ball with me now, Gleason?
Maybe. If I get to see the small print.
That all depends.
On what?
Where are you going to be beating your feet after the suspension's lifted?
According to the commissioner, I'm headed back for the same beat where you found me.
Oh, that's swell.
Yeah? Why?
Lean over this way a little closer, Gleason.
Is this okay?
You know, my friend, you are on the verge of making yourself 25 G's.
25,000 bucks? How?
Look, copper, I happen to be top man in a syndicate that's operating in town.
Go on.
But it also happens there's a fur storage house on that beach you're going back to.
Endicott?
That's it, but lay off of names.
But that's the largest fur storage place in the city. They must have over a couple hundred thousand dollars worth of furs in there.
All we want to do is back up a couple of trucks to the side door.
And have police protection while you clean out the place, huh?
Well, you're catching on, bright boy.
Yeah.
We've had our eyes peeled on that joint for a long time, Gleason. Only we could never get to the cop on the beat. You see, we figured to be in there for quite a while.
But, suppose your plan backfires.
It ain't yet.
Oh, then you've pulled the same kind of job before.
Of course. In other parts of town.
With the other cops helping out.
Why, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like you have got a raw deal.
I see.
And there ain't a chance of nobody putting a finger on you, copper. That is, unless you turn chicken.
Of course, I've still got a couple of weeks before I get back in uniform.
No hurry. We've waited a long time for the right guy. A couple of weeks more ain't going to hurt none. Well,
what do you say? Do we cut you in?
I'm in. That does it. I'll let you know what night it is as soon as you get back on the beat.
Okay.
In the meantime, Gleason, it'll be best if me and you don't see each other. Check.
Check.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Annette Sargent with the Milky Way Players, here is John Weigel.
The next time you feel that familiar craving for candy, that hunger that no ordinary food can satisfy, just treat yourself to the delightful taste of a Milky Way candy bar. Every bite of a Milky Way is luscious. From the moment you first open the crisp wrapper and taste the fine, pure milk chocolate coating, then with each bite, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the soft chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. All together, the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, and soft nougat give you that rare taste blend found only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Here's the call for the third act of Pat and Mike, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. Mike Gleason, the police officer who got a raw deal from the commissioner and his daughter, agreed to help Hunch Burgess hold up a fur storage place. Now, 2 weeks later, his suspension over, Mike walks his beat. It's night and a car pulls up to the curb.
Hey, Gleason.
Okay, Burgess.
You know what to do?
What you told me last night. Right now, I'm supposed to start walking toward the fur storage place.
Check. You follow right behind me. The trucks will be waiting at the side door by the time you get there.
Look, Burgess.
What?
I still think it's kind of soon to pull this job. This is just my second night back.
Look, copper, we've waited long enough.
Oh, well.
I'm shoving off. Start walking toward the place.
I'm right behind you.
Good evening, Michael.
Holy cow, Pat Connors.
Well, that's the first time you've ever been that informal.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I just thought it would be nice to take a bus ride out and say hello. I can't drive the car, you know.
Yeah, but why tonight?
Because Dad didn't tell me until today that you were back on duty.
Well, that's mighty big of you. But now, would you mind getting back on that bus and going home?
But, Michael, I came all the way out here to apologize.
Look, I don't want you to apologize. Just go away, please.
Oh, really? I don't blame you.
What do you mean you don't blame me?
Because of the way you must feel about me.
Oh. Well, I don't feel any way about you. I don't even know you exist.
Honestly, I suppose you do hate me.
No, I don't.
Really?
really?
Really. Now, go away.
Oh, nothing doing, Officer Gleason. You and I have things to talk about.
Okay, but not tonight.
Well, why not tonight?
Because I just don't feel like
it. Well, in that case, you can listen.
But I
want you to know that I begged Dad not to suspend you, but he just wouldn't listen to me.
I don't blame him.
You don't?
He had a perfect right to suspend me.
Oh, but that's not true. I took advantage of my position.
Oh?
I made you drive me lots of places I didn't have to go.
You made me drive you?
But, Michael, it wasn't because I didn't like you.
Come again?
It was for exactly the opposite reason.
The opposite reason?
I missed you after you stopped being a driver, Michael.
Well, gee, that's all very nice and interesting, and I'd love to talk to you about it.
Oh, well, then why...
Tomorrow, maybe, or the next day, but not tonight.
Now, see here, Michael, there's no use in trying to put me off. My mind's made up.
So is mine.
I'm sticking right with you until you listen to me.
But,
Even if I have to walk your beat with you right now.
But that's against regulations.
Michael, remember, my father's police commissioner.
I remember. But you just can't walk my beat with me tonight.
Pardon me, officer, but are you playing hard to get?
No, I'm not, but...
Here, let me take your arm.
Please, I'll...
We'll just go along the way you're walking when I came
No,
along.
No, not that way.
Why not?
I just remembered that call box back there. I forgot to ring in.
Well, then we'll go right back that way.
Look, Pat, for the love of Mike.
Well, of course.
Oh, good grief, if she'd only...
Listen.
Come on, Pat, let's get to that call box.
Oh, but Michael, that man getting out of the car just called
well,
you.
Well,
look, Gleason, what's the big idea here?
Oh, Burgess, it's you.
You know darn well who it is.
Well.
Oh, Michael, is something wrong?
I know you, sister. You're Patricia Connor, the commissioner's daughter, ain't you?
Oh, why, yes.
Gleason, you putting the finger on me?
Oh, Michael, what does he mean?
Why, if he means...
Oh, so it's Michael, huh? Okay, Michael, don't try nothing smart. His .38 is pointed just 1 inch below your pad.
.38? Oh, Michael, does he mean a revolver?
He sure does.
Yeah, and if you don't want a taste of it too, baby, keep your hands where I can see him.
Now, look, Burgess, she doesn't know a thing about this.
Says you. Now, I'll
Burgess,
just...
if you...
Oh, Michael, don't he'll shoot you.
Okay, you win.
That's better, copper. After all, I can't let you keep on walking around with that gun in your holster. Now, both of you, start heading for my car.
Oh, but Burgess, I told you...
Shut up. The truck's already backed up at the side door of the storage joint. Now, move. Come on.
Come on, Michael. He's not fooling.
Okay.
Dear me, I'm afraid you've got a great deal of explaining to do.
I'll say he has. Okay, sister, you drive.
What? Oh, yes, sir.
Me and the pride of the force here are getting back so that I can keep an eye on things. Okay, hop in.
All right.
Come on, sister, get going.
Yes, sir, as fast as I can.
Hey, be careful of the way you talk to her, Burgess.
Oh, what's the matter, Lockenbar? Don't you like the way I talk to your girlfriend?
I don't like the way you talk to anybody.
She's tough. It's right up on the next block, baby. You can't miss it. It's that big place up there. Hey, what you doing with the brake?
Pat, I'm grabbing for his gun. Duck.
Hey, Gleason. Gleason, let go. You're busting my arm.
Stop that gun, Burgess.
I told you. Okay. Well, now let go of me. I dropped it.
Yeah, now I'm going to drop you.
But I... Oh.
Okay, Pat. You don't have to keep your head buried in that seat any longer.
Mike, what happened?
When you slammed on the brakes, he pitched forward and I dived for his gun.
What? Did you kill him?
Nope. I just tapped him one on the jaw. He's sound asleep.
Oh, Mike, you were wonderful.
Oh, you were pretty swell yourself. But say, how come you slammed on the brakes?
Why, I suddenly remembered.
What?
Mike, surely you ought to know that I'm not allowed to drive a car without my driver's license. Oh, dear, what's that?
It's a little surprise party at the storage place up in the next block.
Surprise party?
Pat, move over. I'm going to drive.
Oh, but...
Here, cover him with this gun, just in case he wakes up. Brother, I've got to be in on this.
Oh, Mike, those police cars and that shooting.
That's what I tried to keep you away from, Pat. I knew there'd be shooting.
Oh, but...
Look, Burgess's mob drove a truck up to the side door, figured on stealing all the furs in the place.
But I...
Only they didn't know that coppers would be swarming all over the place.
Oh, Mike, somebody's tapping on the door window.
Yeah,
I'll lower it. Mike, I wondered whether you'd be in this car.
Why, Dad.
Young lady, what are you doing here?
Dad, what are you doing here?
Well, Commissioner, I guess we'd better explain.
Yes, I guess we had, Mike. Pat, this is the culmination of a little plan we cooked up.
A plan?
Yes. You see, a few, just a few of the men in the department have been helping out this bunch of crooks.
But there was no way of finding out who the crooks were.
Well, then what did you do?
Called in Mike.
Honestly, Dad, I don't get all this.
Well, my dear, I figured that a police officer who would give tickets to a judge and a commissioner's daughter must be pretty honest.
Then all this was arranged.
Oh, no. I didn't know anything about this until I landed out in the sticks.
But I sent Mike out to the sticks, Pat, because I knew that whoever was behind this thing was working on disgruntled members of the force.
And then, when I ran into Hunch Burgess, I hot-footed it down to see your dad.
And later, when I kicked about being your driver...
That I want to know about.
Well, Pat, Mike had to give me some reason for suspending him.
And I was just a steward.
But, my dear, it was a department secret.
And we didn't want you to get hurt.
A likely story.
But it's true.
Yes. And it's also true that I, well, I wanted to take those packages off the front seat that day so you could sit next to me.
I'll bet.
Pat, giving up the job of being your driver was the hardest part of the whole thing.
Dad, is he telling the truth?
Why, honey, he's a very honest young man.
Well, Officer Gleason, maybe I can help you get your job back. I have some influence with the commissioner.
Thanks, ma'am, but starting Monday, I'm assigned to the Detective Bureau.
The Detective Bureau?
That's right.
My future father-in-law thinks I've earned the promotion.
Your future father-in-law?
Come here, Pat. For weeks, I've been dying to kiss you.
Oh, my.
Well, young lady, I guess that'll teach you what happens when you go speeding along a city street at 55 miles an hour.
The curtain falls on the last act of Pat and Mike, another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Milky Way Candy Bars. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders as Mike Gleason and Nana Sargent as Pat Connors. The part of Hunch Burgess was played by Marlon Wallace and Clifford Subir was Commissioner Connors. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber. And the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Well, Harry Elders, what about next Saturday's Curtain Time play?
Well, I suggest you ask Nanette Sargent about that one, Pat.
Well, you see, I get into a pack of trouble.
You do? I'll say she does. Two packs.
Yes, and the play is called A Place to Rest Your Head.
Well, that's puzzling, but it's intriguing, too, so I'll be here for it. Thanks and good night, Nanette Sargent and Harry Elders.
Good night,
Pat. Now I'll join this gay holiday crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen saying Happy New Year for the entire cast of Curtain Time and reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Milky Way candy bars present...
Curtain Time!
Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Metal Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.